USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After Wednesday's summit between Presidents Putin and Biden, the two leaders had different views on what was discussed. Vladimir Putin via a translator.
In American cities, every day people are killed. That includes the leaders of various organizations. And you can't say a word about it. You don't have the time to say a word and somebody's killed.
President Biden on several occasions lashed out at the media.
I have a negative view of life. It kind of seems to me the way you all. You never ask a positive question.
The two leaders did agree to normalize relations with the return of ambassadors. The Federal Reserve on Wednesday considerably raised its expectations for inflation this year and brought forward the time frame on when it will next raise interest rates. The Fed did raise its inflation expectation to 3.4%. That's a full percentage point higher than March projections. The central bank gave no indication as to when it will begin cutting back on its aggressive bond buying program. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As border guru, Vice President Kamala Harris continues to work on other projects outside of the U.S.-Mexico border, where hundreds of thousands are entering the country per month. The man that secured the border in the past will make a visit. Tim Berg reports.
Former President Donald Trump is planning to visit the Texas-Mexico border. Trump saying he accepted an invitation from Texas Governor Greg Abbott to visit the area on June 30th. This as illegal immigrant car chases with smugglers continues to rise across the entire state of Texas. In one of the most recent cases, a smuggler carrying 12 illegal immigrants crashed into the front gate of a home in McAllen, Texas. Texas State Trooper Chris Olivares tells Fox News these sorts of occurrences are now happening every day.
Sadly, we've had incidents where there has been fatality crashes because of these smugglers, the way they drive. And unfortunately, we might start seeing that a lot more because of these increase of pursuits.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
President Trump weighs in on Wednesday's summit between the United States and Russia. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Now that President Biden is on his way back to the U.S. after a week-long European trip capped off by Wednesday's summit with Russian President Putin, many are evaluating what the president achieved on his first overseas excursion. Former President Donald Trump believes that nothing was achieved by the U.S. in the meeting. He tells Fox News that President Biden gave Putin a large stage, but got nothing in return.
Well, I guess the overall is we didn't get anything. We gave a very big stage to Russia, and we got nothing. We gave up something that was unbelievably valuable. I stopped the pipeline, Nord Stream, and that pipeline was stopped, and it was given back, and nothing was gotten for it. And it was it was another day. And performance art, you'll take a look at how various people performed, namely the two people, and, you have to form your own judgment.
The COVID-19 timeline may need to be changed. Tim Berg reports.
A new NIH study says the coronavirus could have been in the United States as early as December 2019. The study, citing an Illinois volunteer who gave blood on January 7th of last year, and that led to a positive test result for antibodies. Based on that, researchers say Illinois could have been dealing with the virus around Christmas Eve of 2019.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.